Delta Property Funds delivered a poor first half performance. Distributions come in at 39.4 cents per share, a 15% slump when compared to the prior period, while like-for-like net property income growth came in flat. And the company doesn't expect an improvement anytime soon. Previously, Delta had flagged that its full-year distribution could shrink by up to 4%. That's now been revised to 6%. CEO Sandile Nomvete joins us in studio now with more of the details. Sandile, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So this is pressure that you had flagged at the full year mark already, warning of the effects of trading off those once-off lease adjustments for longer term leases. Do you still believe that this is the strategy that's going to see you through the trough and pay off in the long run?
Indeed, Alicia, and good evening. We certainly do believe that the strategy is on course. We think that, in fact, we believe that we have been through the worst. We have been very, very close to our biggest tenant, being Department of Public Works. I think they were on record today at our results presentation to assure our shareholders and those that were present that we should start seeing a significant amount of leases, which is actually where the problems have been, is that, you know, we've been through quite a protracted period of not any leases being signed. Mm-hmm. And as you know, a property company needs to have signed leases. It needs to have security of tenure. That those leases are then linked up with our debt expiry profile. Our funders obviously like to know that they can give us 3, 4, 5, 6 year debt. And obviously we can then spend a bit more capital in our properties from a CapEx perspective as well.
Absolutely. You talk about, you know, government now coming to the party, the Department of Public Works in particular. Talk us through what has been going on there specifically, because, you know, even with the strategy in play of trading off once-off lease adjustments, as you say, those leases haven't been forthcoming.
It's been a huge frustration for us, not only for us as Delta, but for the industry as a whole, particularly on two fronts. One, as I've already mentioned, the benefits are clear from a Delta perspective. But more importantly, if you look at the long-term leases that we have proposed to government, the cost-saving benefit to Delta, I mean to government, and Treasury in particularly, as a taxpayer, you would have thought that they would have been jumping at renewing these leases. So this is something that I think they've had to go through their numerous committees to make sure that everything is above board. And I think, touch wood, you know, we are getting a sense that, you know, we are at the tail end of that process rather than at the beginning.
And yet you've had to make a once-off 30 million rand provision when it comes to your forum building. So, you know, how do you see things swinging on that front? Or are you going to have to eventually cut your losses there?
Well, I think we took a very prudent view on the 30 million. The 30 million arose from a remeasurement of one of our buildings, which is Forum Building. That they had flagged that, you know, what we had as square meters and we were billing ever since we bought the building was different from physically on site. So the matter has not been concluded. Mm-hmm. That loss has not been realized. We just decided as a prudent board to basically take the full hit of the 30 million provision in this period. So once those discussions are obviously concluded, we may find that actually the loss is not as great as that, which obviously will then write back to our numbers, which will improve. The big issue here is that that exercise was obviously part of the renegotiation process. There are three stages to the renegotiation. The first we have been through. We are at the tail end of the second stage. The third and final stage is obviously where they have got commitments from the user departments.
They put pen to paper.
They put pen to paper.
When are you expecting that to be settled?
As of today, hot off the press, we had Department of Public Works at our results presentation. They actually spoke, and they've still committed to the deadline that they've given to the market of 31st December 2018.
It's important, Sandile, because in the interim, what that's doing is, and you alluded to it right at the top, weighing on your ability to refinance debt at competitive rates. I mean, your loan to value is now at 43%, and all of this working to delay what was a much anticipated 600 million rand capital expenditure program. So, you know, one wants to get a sense of the opportunity cost of a delay in that program and how soon you start turning those taps on.
Alicia, you're so right. I think the opportunity cost is actually beyond the 600 million. If you look at the potential job creation opportunities, I know the president has recently had a job summit, spoken about job creation. If we are able to expense the 600 million rand capex over the 3 years that we have budgeted for, the downstream effect from painters to carpenters to plumbers and rejuvenation of the inner city is absolutely critical. The benefits from our side is obviously on the cost of debt. If you look at our current debt profile, is on a short-term basis because even our banking partners are looking for us to get those leases, thereby give us better funding rates, which means we can offer even better rental proposals to our key clients.
Yeah, as we wrap up, Sandile, I've got to ask, and I know you say that you believe the trough has been hit here, but is now the time you start thinking about diversification more so, from a geographic perspective, but from a tenant perspective too?
Well, we have given some thought to that, but I think the crux of the matter is that we've got pole position. We are the largest landlord to government, and we, having taken the pain over the last probably 24 months, definitely want to be to extract as much value before we take our eye off the ball. And I think it's going to be very, very critical how we deploy that capital, how we refinance. Mm-hmm. We've got some 1.3, 1.4 billion rand worth of capital that we need to renegotiate with our funders. So I think we've got very much our eye on the ball. At this stage, we don't see that diversification coming through. We want to take full through the advantage that we have in the sovereign space.
Let's leave it there. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening.
You.
Of course, that Delta Property Fund CEO, Sandile Nomvete.